Hare Krishna. So I think we will just chant to create an atmosphere and to attract the devotees, no? As you enter this kirtan, Hare Krishna Balaram, Haribo. As you enter this kirtan, I would like to encourage you. I would like to encourage you to do a practice that we do when we chant japa, when we chant kirtan, and a practice that we need to do when we pray. In fact, perhaps this practice is most important for all spiritual processes. It's called in Sanskrit mana sangharanam, or withdrawing the mind, pulling it together and focusing it. What you do in this practice is you tell yourself that you become peaceful and you take your mind, which is engaged with so many other subjects, like, for instance, who comes in the door now, or subjects like, I need to do this, I need to do that. You bring your mind away from these subjects. You withdraw them and bring them to the chanting. You will see there is a very, very focused atmosphere, a very concentrated atmosphere. And very soon, you will feel this sweet secret of bhakti opening, that is a reciprocation, an answer, so to say, from Krishna. So do you understand this mana sangharanam, to withdraw the mind consciously from other subjects and to focus it attentively on this one mantra to the exclusion of everything else? Your mind will wander. No, be rest assured, and don't be very frustrated or surprised if it happens, but then bring it back. Mana sangharanam is a key to the deeper dimensions of chanting and also of prayer. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare.
Tu mehr Verstärkung auf das Harmonium und weniger auf die dunkle Seite von der Medaille, ja?
Okay.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
My dear devotees, because some of you have just now entered, and also because the sound is not where the mana sangharana sound is, I would like to repeat for you
So you take in this practice your mind from everything else, ordinary thoughts, conventional thoughts, unwillingness, perhaps rebellion, I don't know. And you just bring it to the holy name. You bind it, in other words, to the chanting of the holy name. Now, Hare Krishna, yes, yes, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, beautiful, beautiful, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Hare,
Hare, Krishna, Krishna, Hare,
Hare,
Hare, Rama,
Hare, Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare,
Hare, Hare, Rama, Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare,
Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. One more time, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare,
Hare
Hare,
Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada,
Prabhupada, Prabhupada,
Jaya Nitai Gaura Sunda, Nitai Gaura Sunda, Nitai Gaura Sunda, Jaya Nitai Gaura Sunda, Jaya Radha Kanaya Lala, Radha Kanaya Lala, Shri Radhe. Gaura Premanandi, Hare Hare Bo, Hare Krishna.
Das Mikrofon rauscht ein bisschen.
Ja. Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hier vielleicht. Nein? Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hare Krishna. One moment, today is our technically explorative day. Hare Krishna. So I want to thank you very much. I want to also say Hare Krishna to our Keshava Maharaj. I'm seeing you. Please excuse me. We had yesterday an 11-hour drive from Austria after a quite tense schedule, so, but I will listen to your class. I think it will be recorded. So I'd like to introduce my subject matter with a little story that I will Krishnarize or make relevant to all of us here. The soul comes to God and God asks him, "Why were you not like Mother Teresa?" "Oh, I'm not such a compassionate person. I think I'm no Mother Teresa, just lack the spirit." "Then why were you not like Gandhi?" "You know, I lack that type of energy to move out and create a rebellion against that which is unjust." So here comes now the ISKCON version. "Why were you not like Bhaktitirtha Maharaj?" "Oh, Bhaktitirtha Maharaj, he mixed adventure, intellectualism, and devotion in one compact packet. I'm not like that." Then the Lord asked one question. "Why were you not yourself?" And at that moment, the soul is silent. No further excuses. Yes. While we cannot and should not try to imitate another, we can and should be true to ourselves. And perhaps this quality of being true to oneself is the most important quality when we want to have, say, prayers that are answered. First and foremost, above all other recommendations that you will hear in this seminar, the heart and art of prayer, more important than all the many recommendations and examples, exercises, active learnings, more important is make sure above all others that the real self, the real you, turns up for prayer. It is when you stand like you are before the Lord, the many roles by which the world knows you have disappeared, the many masks, the many smiles are no longer put upon you, but you are turning up as yourself, as the being who looks for true connection. Then you will see a magic happening in prayer, a magic that is multiplied by many, 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 manyfold in kirtan. Good. What do you think? Is this a good idea? Yeah. Please join me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. When you were saying this, what were you thinking? Were you showing up? Or did you do something by habit? Should we try again? First of all, what does this mantra mean? Important to be connected to the meaning. You have heard this many times. If you don't know, then just try to be a little bit more present. Second try, this time I will be super critical. I will watch your minds and hearts. Be careful. I know some words which you do not like if I say them. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. The heart and art of prayer, my dear devotees, is to bring your mind to what you do. There is a beautiful prayer description of prayer in the 8th canto, 3rd chapter, text 1, where this whole art is described with a very stunning example. Shri Badarayani Uvacha Evam Vyavasito Buddhya Samadaya Manohridi Jajapa Paramang Japyam Prajnanman Yanushikshitam. To give you the context before we hear the verse, it describes the king of the elephants, a highly intelligent being who was aware of his past life as a king. He was you can't say he's a dumb animal. He was a supremely aware being. He was in a grave difficulty, as you all know. He had taken his herd or tribe to take a bath. Yes, a bath in a crystal clear lake, and was attacked while he took his bath by a powerful crocodile. They fought for dear life. For 1,000 years, it is described. And during this fight, it became clear to the elephant that he could not win this fight. And further, that he could not escape his death. He was pulled more and more into the water. He had lost big amounts of blood already, and the crocodile became stronger and stronger in its attempts to go for the ultimate kill. And the king of the elephant, Gajendra, knew, I cannot come out of this fight. I will soon be dead. So the verse comes in to now, what he did. Thereafter, the king of the elephants, what was his name? Fixed his mind in his heart. Samadaya Manohridi. He fixed his mind in his heart with perfect intelligence and chanted a mantra which he had learned in his previous birth as Indradyumna, in which he remembered by the grace of Krishna. In that purport to this verse, Prabhupada says that we should learn one mantra perfectly, or a few. He mentions a few, Chintamani Prakarasatmasu, and of course the Hare Krishna mantra. We should learn it so perfectly that even in the greatest danger, the danger for life, we remember to chant it. It comes to us. But let us go a little bit here into the means, the process which Gajendra applied. He fixed his mind in his heart with perfect intelligence. What does this really mean? Well, if you read in the Bhagavatam, you will find Prahlad Maharaj doing the same thing. It is expressed, and other examples which I found. And what this means really is described in an ancient work, Mantraranam, it's called. It's mentioned in Hari Bhakti Vilas, is you collect the mind from its various places where it goes, and you bring it to the words which come. This is true in prayer and also in japa. The Sanskrit word is jajapa paramang japyam. No, this is in the recitation in general. The mind, you can see it, is engaged with the objects of the world. It can travel very fast on the subtle mental plane, and it can be, while the body is in one place, the mind can be many, many thousands of miles away. I notice it when I give a boring lecture and my listener take on the mobile telephone, and somehow I have developed the art to find out, do they make notes of the lecture, which is very rare, or do they go on social media and answer long overdue emails or what is called WhatsApp messages? It shows in the face what they do. So the body is here, but the person is engaged with his intelligence and the mind in responding to a WhatsApp message. You will find the key to my house under the mat of the back entrance, for instance. No? This is, for all purposes, it's there in London or Sweden, where that describes where to find the key to a friend who needs to do something in the house. So this is the problem of the Hare Krishna movement. It is actively engaged in chanting and praying, but the mind is often light years away. Do you think Krishna will answer this type of prayers? Most probably not, because the real person is not there in what he says. It's a meaningless words, no? So therefore this samadayo manohridi, fixing the mind or drawing, pulling it sometimes in the heart is important. My dear everyone, anything you do mechanically in terms of prayer or chanting, without the active involvement and willful involvement of the mind and the heart, is not really prayer or chanting. It is a lifeless recitation. You know, it is mechanically. It is. I like to give the example in India. There is, in some of the ashrams, isn't often not enough manpower to attend the aartiks. So they have invented an aartik machine. It's usually the color is red, but I've also seen them in green color. They have these gongs and little arms which come out of the machine and bang, 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 bang. And I think it is really the last resort of a lack of manpower. Perhaps it is better than nothing, but do you think Krishna is happy with the machine? You know, no, the machine is doing something mechanical and so on. Sometimes it happens that our bodily machine, the tongue, recites the holy words of prayer, but our mind is elsewhere. And also it often happens that Yes, we chant and we may be focused, but our heart, that means the devotional emotions which reside there in the heart, are not yet accessed. It is a mere concentration exercise, but nothing that comes close to bhakti. So you need to always make sure when you pray that not only the mechanical tongue is there, but let us go to a succession. You need to make sure that you turn to the Lord, you turn up in the Lord with your heart, and then you say with full focus the words, and we will have today a good example of this, and then it comes out from the mouth. In bhakti, it is you can do it two ways, but the ideal way is that you first start with the bhava, with the inner mood of, my Lord, I'm standing before you, I'm a being of this material world, please save me. And the bhava is there, then you mean it, your mind is there, and then you speak it. Now the beautiful thing about bhakti is that these activities have potency in themselves, and even if you do them mechanically, it's not totally useless. If you stay with it and are not opposed to the principle, your mind will follow, and the heart will also follow. But don't count on it. Sometimes you can spend years, decades of mechanical practice and feel no purification of the heart. That we can see. So better is you start from the inside and go from the outside. When you do this, there is a progression taking in. When you draw your mind into your heart, when you pray, oh my Lord, I'm standing before you as it is, as a being of this world, please save me. Then, my dear devotees, something happens. The prayer starts as a self-willed prayer. You make an active endeavor, you will it to happen. But as you involve more and more the heart of prayer, the devotional expression, no, then it becomes a self-impelled prayer. I know for those of us like me who don't speak English as the mother tongue, we sometimes need to look up these words. Don't be lazy. These are good words to learn. Self-willed is when you make on your own an effort, and self-impelled means when the prayer exists as an act of its own. What I mean is the devotional mood takes over and guides you, and you will actually be in a devotional space. The first rule is withdraw the mind from the many things and then bring it in the heart and stand with your mind in the heart before the Lord, saying your prayer or chanting. Did you understand this? Yes. What is the philosophical foundation of this? You must know, my dear devotees, that there are two types of bhakti which should become one. Cheshta Rupa Bhakti, it means the bhakti which you do with an effort, cheshta, and Bhava Rupa Bhakti, that is the activity which you do out of attachment. It's more self impelled. No, you have someone who is attached to doing this, who likes to do it, who is inspired to do it, who's enthused to do it. Somehow his inspiration will drive him, his enthusiasm will drive him. All these inner qualities will take over and he does Bhava Rupa Bhakti. Real Bhakti really means to bring the two together. Rupa Goswami says that bhakti is not so is difficult to attain for two reasons. And the first reason he gives is this: unless one is attached to Krishna, he cannot attain devotional perfection, even if he renders devotional service for a long time. In other words, if you have not switched on your devotional feeling, like that you have not related to Krishna in a way of gratitude, of what other feelings are there, surrender perhaps, thinking that the Lord is your only master, your guardian, so on. If you have not switched this on, it's only a mechanical activity. So the very first level is to pray with your words. Then the second is you need to look at this, to switch on the mind, so that your mind understands and sees clearly what you say in your words. And finally, the heart feels what the mind is thinking. All these combined together constitute real prayer. And if any of them are absent, prayer is either not yet perfect or no prayer at all. A little while ago, I needed some physical repair. And I went into a wonderful Ayurvedic treatment in the midst of the jungle. I remember when we walked in the morning, there were, I think, six of us. There were trees that had this big of jackfruits in it. And I always thought, hopefully I don't walk under the tree at the moment the jackfruit is super ripe and then comes on my head. Usually I have a nature that things like this do sometimes happen. And in that situation, removed from everything, I was also not using internet and nothing. I was just repairing the broken body. I looked back into my life. I wanted to prepare myself for this lecture series, The Art or Heart of Prayer, and I first needed to pray myself before teaching about it. So I spent the morning after I got up studying, first chanting and then studying Madhurya Kadambini, but I could not fail to look at my life, and I could see Krishna's hand in my life in many details. I remember, for instance, as a child, I had taken reeds. Do you know what reeds are? This shilfrohr, and I bound them together, and I was putting them in the ocean where I stayed, and I was having a branch of a tree, and I was going, and when the fisher boat came by, they said, "Where are you going, young boy?" And I said, "I don't like Germany any longer. I'm going to America." At that time, there was a different government. Need some help? The fisherman said, "No, no, 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 no. This is a perfect boat." And a little while later, I think it was an hour later, my little boat disintegrated. I went underwater and started to drown. And I remember the extreme panic, and I remember I woke up on the fisher boat, which had offered help, but I had rejected this. They had come, they had watched me, I think, from the distance, and when I drowned, they had taken me out of the ocean. So I remembered all these little scenes of my life. I remembered when I finally met Prabhupada and so on. And I was just very grateful for the moments where Krishna appeared in my life. And then I read a prayer of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And I will read this prayer now to you. It is from Madhurya Kadambini 8:9. And I would love you to make a little exercise. I would like that you put in your three faculties, your senses, your mind, and your heart. First, you need to hear this beautiful prayer. Then you need to focus on it and understand what it means. And third, you need to catch the bhava, the inner mood. It is prayed by a soul who looks back in their own life and sees important things that happened in the life where Krishna had come and saved the devotee. When I read it, I thought, wow, this was just like my own thought process, where Krishna had come and inspired the fisherman to not let me go to America, or row to America, but save me in the nick of time, they say in England. Do you understand the exercise? Should I repeat the exercise to just be very sure? Mm-hmm. So, sit down in a attentive listening position, whatever that means. For you, it is usually straight. Intellectually, please understand that now comes the time to introspect. You will be on your own. You don't have to look left and right if your neighbor does it well or and so on. It's just you. Time with the Lord. We are hearing another person's prayer, and then this prayer should jumpstart us. Jumpstart is a difficult. Should inspire us to, for 30 seconds or so, say a similar prayer, where we look back into our life and isolate those times where Krishna has made an arrangement. No, so we hear it first of all. Hear it. Focus with the mind on it, and finally, go in the mood, the bhava. And then from there, I will give you this sign. Oops. And then you can say your own prayer. Kindly sit in an attentive listening position. Bring your mind from the many subjects of today, including the amazing prasadam. Bring it, please, back from there. And here it comes. O Lord, O most merciful Master. Now I can understand that your heart melted with compassion when you saw me suffering in my material illusions. Thus you took on the form of Sri Guru And you came through this form to cut me away from the jaws of the crocodile of ignorance. You separated me from my old life, just as you did when you released Gajendra from the deadly grips of the crocodile by your illuminating Sudarshan disc. Even early on, in a time long past, you planned to make me a servant of your lotus feet. With this in mind, I heard the syllables of the divine mantra, your sound forms. You arranged that they came into my ears and eradicated all my inner misery. You purified me further by repeatedly and patiently engaging me in hearing, chanting, and remembering your holy names and attributes. You gave me the association of your devotees who taught me how to serve you. What kindness have you shown me? But what have I done to reciprocate? Now in this mood, or in this idea, please move back into your life and see where the Lord perhaps arranged that you met devotees, served him, understood something. And when you hear the signal, it is time to come to an end. But first, start with your own prayer. It may help you if you take your hands and fold them and hold them before your chest. Mentally say your own prayer to Krishna. Please return to room awareness. Prabhupada said on this personal prayers that are offered, heart, mind, and body, although you are insignificant, you are God's children. So he likes to talk to his children just like a small child. Everyone knows that the child cannot talk. Still, the father tries to make him talk, to enjoy. Father says, say something. So, in the same way, Krishna says, pray something. No. Mayapur Chandodaya temple is teaching all these fools and rascals how to talk to God. That is our mission. Wonderful. Did you know this? That our mission is to teach us how to talk to God. Yes. There are many other, this is our mission. But this is one. At least one part of our mission. Once Prabhupada had a meeting with a priest called Gary Davis. I don't know what was his religious background, the priest. And the priest asked Prabhupada, What should we pray for? Would you like to hear Prabhupada's answer? Oh, maybe some of you have to take in their clothes, no? Or is it all right? Good. Prabhupada said, we should pray. Please give me pizza. No? Okay, sorry, I was, it's a Kadasi today, so some renunciation. We should pray. Listen, everyone, please let me love you. It is not so easy to love Krishna, as we know. Our heart and mind is placed all over the place. But this is what a devotee says. Please let me love you. Another time he said, please give me the strength to serve you. And he added, any other prayer will not make you happy. So when you can say these things with your bhava, your heart involved, my dear devotees, you will have prayers that are answered, because the real you is turning up. Simple, bring your mind into your heart, and from that place on you can easily address the Lord. We will learn in the seminar different prayers from different acharyas. We will, but I have to see how to go. There's so much material which I brought. I also go into personal prayer, the one which Prabhupada talked about. We should talk to Krishna. On that note, I remember Jagatarini told me something. When the devotees lived in the Mayapur and in Vrindavan, they suffered very much because of the Indian climate. It was too hot in the summer, too wet in the monsoon time, too many insects at that time, and so on. And they came to Prabhupada to ask him for help because they didn't know how to help it. But then when Krishna Balaram came, Prabhupada said, oh, now Krishna and Balaram are here. You just go to Balaram and pray to him, and he will surely fulfill everything. And this is telling us, personal relationship with Krishna, personal prayer to Krishna, personal involvement in Krishna. Good, I will end here, not without an exercise, but I will do this. We'll see first if your questions are there. May I ask you if you have any questions so far on the art and heart of prayer? Yes, Vrindavan Vinodini, we have a microphone for you. Yes.
Yes. No, please, Marge.
No. It's your time.
I wanted to understand that more deeply, because when I think of real you, my understanding is that it's the soul that's the real you. And if I can't contact,
how can the real you come up? I meant it more in a, let us say, colloquial way. Be real. Like this. Be real.
so express my challenges.
Yes. But Prabhupada's, you know, it is in the and in our movement, we are strangely having some certain strains of atheism, as if he is not there. In addition to giving and receiving, you know, giving service to Krishna, receiving prasad or his mercy, in addition to giving and receiving in the execution of devotional service, one has to submit to Krishna whatever distress or confidential problem he has. He should say, Krishna, I'm suffering in this way. I have fallen in this tossing ocean of material illusion. Kindly pick me up. Be real like this. If you have a real challenge, you can say, the whole art and heart of prayer is that you enter in what is called sambandha, a relationship to Krishna. How it is possible. However, let us keep one thing in mind. I have heard in Keshava Maharaj's writings a very nice quotation by Mother Teresa. She says, more suffering has come by prayers that were answered than by prayers that went unanswered. Because we may sometimes ask for the wrong things that don't help us, don't let us grow, but which keep us stifled, you know. My Lord, make my enemy dysfunctional, you know, or something that is strongly influenced by Rajas and Tamagun. So, therefore, it is very important when you enter the devotional realm, try to leave that illusory world a little behind, or make a distance to it. We don't go to God for car pujas and such things. I was in India, in America, twice asked for car pujas, and I had to admit my ignorance of this. I can't do. You know, let us understand that the Lord knows the situation properly. But like a little child, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says this in his little book which explains Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. When a devotee out of absolute necessity says, my Lord, I can't tolerate it. My father has died just now. Please help. Then this is also not contrary to bhakti. It is like a child comes to the Lord. But in general, we understand we are going through our karmic journey here, and we only ask the Lord to help us when it's absolutely intolerable. You know, we should ask, give me strength to serve you, let me love you. These are all appeals that are made outside of the prison of the material life. We shouldn't ask, give me a new carpet in the prison, please. You know, we want to enter the world of devotional service. Yes. Gokula?
No. Maharaj, you also, first of all, thank you very much. It sounds to me that what I took away is I need to remember my dependence on the Lord, and that when you're speaking about strands of atheism that can come in,
yeah,
that I forget that I have so much that I try to rely on myself for, and that actually there is someone I can turn to. Instead of only going to Krishna in times of need, that dependence can always be expressed.
Yes. Vrindavan Vinodini, I want to give you out of my own treasure box of verses that give direct inspirations for me to turn to Krishna in the proper way. One verse, it is has guided my life the last 2 years. Machchita savadurga ni mat prasada tarishyatsi. You will find it, believe it or not, I can remember this number. 18th chapter, 58th verse. Every one of you, you can write it please down. 18th chapter, 58 verses. Yes, number 58. It says, by becoming conscious of me, you will overcome all the difficulties of your life by my grace. It's magic. You don't need to speak about your difficulties and problems so much unless they are burning under your skin. You practice these activities which you know that make you conscious of Krishna, and then the Krishna factor comes. Krishna miracle happen. Miracles happen to you one after the other, and then the next comes. It is, if you practice directing your consciousness from the ordinary course of thoughts to Krishna, hearing Krishna katha, like once Krishna asked Subal, how many grass brands or grass are here in my Vrindavan? Subal said 7,671 different species of grass. Boom! This is so mind-blowing, you say in American language, no? You enter Krishna's world, in other words, and be conscious of Krishna. And then Krishna, if he wants, and if he feels it's right, he will help you overcome. It's the transrational approach to problem solving. You leave them on the parking place of life and turn to Krishna by thinking of Krishna, and Krishna, if he wants, takes them. If they are not meant to go, no problem. Then you go with full Krishna consciousness through your problems, and that means there is no problem. Hare Krishna. Our Keshava Maharaj is here. We are just trying to make the microphone working. Gokula, what was it? Yes, turn it on. Yes.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Just need to ask you advice about something. I once asked a devotee, I felt like I was not so prayerful. So I asked him for advice. And he said something to me I didn't expect. And I just wanted to ask what your experience with this is, and perhaps what our Vaishnava culture says about this. He said, my advice to you is to pray for other people, pray for other Vaishnavas, pray for other devotees. And he said this is one beautiful way to open your heart and become more sensitive and more prayerful. So I just wanted to ask you if you have any experience with that. And we see in the Bhagavatam there are definitely prayers where great Vaishnavas are praying for others.
Yeah.
But this concept of prayer not just being for yourself but for others.
Yes, in my new book, I it's just now coming. there is one part. There is a yogi, Kardama Muni, who's on his way to perfection. So just before he leaves his house, he's really very, very, very perfected soul. He hears a bit of advice from Kapila that seemed to have been still missing in his life. it is by going through this world and seeing me everywhere and helping the living beings, you will attain me. I'm paraphrasing. It's really that to come out of the prison of self-absorption, so to say, it's a prison because we go in circles and oh me and how me and my. It is good to pray. And there is one particular prayer for the benefit of others which became, so to say, the mainstay or the main prayer of Compassion Tuesday. When we couldn't go out due to COVID, whatever that was, then we sat down every Tuesday in our ashram. We were no longer preaching, giving programs and so on. And we did in the evening Compassion Tuesday, where we consciously prayed for three groups of people. And this is something which I would like to recommend. Near and dear ones, that's the easiest, because they come to your mind immediately. Perhaps someone said to you, can you pray for me or for my father? He has cancer on the, you know, he's fatal. So that person is near to you and you can, the person whose father has difficulties or the person who has difficulties. I have always about three people to whom I, not to whom, for whom I'm asked to pray. Then you extend it to people who you have contact with, but they are not close. Let us say, I don't know if you purchase sabjis in the U.S. Swami usually. We Swamis, we get our sabjis from, we don't need to purchase them. But let us say we go with it in the car and there is a, in the gas filling station a person. He's neutral. We don't know him. Is do I have a nice relationship or not a nice relationship? It's a neutral person. And then you go to the people in the world, in your mind, for in areas where you know there is suffering, war, and so on. And if you still can go on, then you can pray for others. A very good prayer to be prayed is Svastyastu Vishvasya Kala Prasidatam. We will find this prayer. Those who take notes, please take note of this. It's really very, very good. Fifth canto. I can't remember numbers. Gokrishna, you can find. I think 11th chapter. What? 5, 18, 18, 1, 8, 9. It's such a beautiful prayer by Prahlad Maharaj for others. He prays for the swasti, the well-being of the entire universe, especially for those who harbor ill feelings against each other, which is very common even in our movement. You know, it is people we can't see eye to eye, difficult people, no? And that's a wonderful prayer. But I advise you that, so that's not a theoretical thing, pray for others. You must start with people who you feel close to, where you have an emotional bond, because then you can really activate what is the most important dynamic in prayer. That is the real you, and you means, in this case, Vrindavan Vinodini, body, mind, and heart, no? Be real, so that it's real. I have made an investigation. Devotees often say to other devotees, Prabhu, please pray for me. And then the one who is asked to pray says, yes. So I have come back to these people who said yes and said, by the way, it's already evening. Did you pray for the person you said you would pray for? And what question? No, you said something and you didn't do it. Is this what a conscious person is like? I have this uncanny habit to try to bring people to do it real. So to do it real, it must be someone who's close. Otherwise, it will not be done, or it won't be done with feeling. Then you can move on. I call it the concentric expansion of compassion, you know, in concentric circles. First, close ones, near and dear ones. By the way, if you want to pray for someone, you have to have an image of that person before you. Often devotees say to me, can you pray for, and if it's a person I don't know, I say, send me a photo and the time of their birth so that I can really zero in on him or her, or what, a baby. Now I have to pray for a baby who has leukomania. Is it called what is that word?
Leukemia.
Yes. Ooh. And I had forgotten how the baby looks, so I asked, you must send me please a recent photo that I have that person in my mind and that I can put it in mind and heart that the real person can do. And usually such prayers work miracles. It's only the institutional prayers or the habit prayers that don't work. I was in your Bhagavatam class and you recited that prayer. It is really a very good one. So, Hare Krishna. Thank you for this very. But have you seen what Maharaj has said? Let's not be overly self-absorbed also. No? To get out, we pray for others. Yes, Bhanu Nandini.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, I have a question to the first step of the three steps. So you said that we should bring the mind into our heart.
Yeah.
Or withdraw from wherever the mind is. So my question is, how much of the success of our prayer depends on our belief that Krishna is hearing us when we do this first step?
Yeah. If you believe that Krishna is there, he is there, but if you don't believe it, he is not there. It's really matters of. I learned this from our Hridayananda Goswami Maharaj's Bhagavad Gita thing. There is one verse in the Bhagavad Gita, and I can't give it to you now because. But in all the rituals, your faith must be there. Without that, it does not work so well. So yes, I personally also don't know any more powerful sadhana than if Krishna is there. There is one poet, Gopal Krishna. He's called Kavi Gopal Krishna. He was an amazing person. He would write verses in glorification of Krishna on palm leaves and give it to visitors. Or he would write on the wall when it was his moment, his death of, just moments before he died, he wrote on the wall, "Now, O soul, it's time to turn to Radha Govinda." That's how he left. Gopal Kavi. And Gopal Kavi wrote a song about how to chant. And he should chant the names of Radha and Krishna or Hare Krishna and sprinkle the understanding that they are standing above your head. They are there, in other words. We had a very nice meal with one very advanced Vaishnav this today, and we talked about this in Kirtan. We sing for Radha and Krishna. From our heart, it goes into their hearts. So Gopal Kavi, you chant the divine names and you remember that Radha and Krishna. Oops, sorry, digestion is going on. That their lotus feet are just there, it sprinkles you. Then you are in a sacred space. Yes, many things, devotional activities or spiritual activities, there must be faith. And I will look up in the Gita. I'd like to. I think it's before Om Tat Sat, the Om Tat Sat explanation. But I will find it. I will find it. Faithless devotional service. Does that sound right? How can you have faithless and devotion? It doesn't go together. But there is a factor called agyata sukriti. If someone just gets in contact with devotees, processes of devotional service, there is a sukriti or benefit which comes to them without their understanding, agyata, no? And it will work. My dear devotees, yes, there is mindless devotional service. Yes, you can do things without faith. Yes, you can do things mechanically. Yes, you can do it because everyone else does it and you don't want to lag behind. Yes, 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 yes. But it will take a long time to purify your heart when you do mechanical things. Therefore, in the lectures which I would like to give is, I want to bring you to a deeper understanding of prayers and whatever. And this will be very good. Acha, so I want to finish my class now with an active learning experience. I would like to bring what you have heard into the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, which is our supreme prayer. It will only be a few minutes because we will end at 6 o'clock, 100%. Yeah, I know. Swamis are not known for punctuality, but if he is from Germany and he has his wristwatch before him, there's a good chance. Let me put it here. Yes. Are you ready? Windows are open? Good. What we will do is we will do a prayerful chanting, no? So, what is your favorite meaning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, if I may ask? Well, one is, my dear Lord, please engage me in your service. But often that sounds very abstract to us. What does it mean? In the spiritual world, or does it mean to wash the pots here in the retreat, or we start our chanting on the level of sambandha. This is wrongly said. Let's wipe that out. We want to connect with Krishna as we chant. We address him. This mantra is a mantra for address, addressing the Lord, calling out to him. And when this is done like that, it attracts the Lord, like, for instance, parrots or are attracted by a mantra. You can learn those mantras and the parrots will come when you chant them. It's a certain sound vibration in which parrots respond to. There are ones for peacocks and so on. I don't know them personally. I don't need to know them by Krishna's... I'm very happy with the Hare Krishna mantra. But it is offered as a means of how do you say, comparison, that the Lord becomes attracted as objects become attracted by mantra. You can, for instance, learn mantras to Lakshmi and gain wealth. Or if you are so interested, there are mantras you can chant to gain fame. Also, that not 50 people come to me. I don't know these mantras. joking. I know no one of you. Anyways, let's go. So this mantra calls Krishna and attracts him. And so Hare Krishna mantra. So please sit properly. Same melody. As we chant, we make sure that our voice pronounces the mantra and that we listen to it. That's the first level. Then we bring our minds to the mantra. We don't think, oh, hopefully he ends on time or anything, you know. And then the idea is to address the Lord. I find the quickest way to come into a devotional space is what Prabhupada once said, please accept me. Please accept me. Please accept me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. Good. I'm surprised. Very, very good. There is a remaining 20%. I'm saying only from, you know, one can understand from the sound where the consciousness of the singer is. So please try this. See yourself before the deity of the Lord or the Lord himself, and you are addressing them. This is Gopal Krishna, no, Kavi's recommendation. One should see or understand he speaks of seeing the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, and Radha and Krishna, in other words, and sing to them. Please, let's try. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna Kesara Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Every one of us. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. 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 Krishna, thank you very much for participating in this program. Tomorrow we will actually hear about the three lives of Queen Kunti and hear actually what type of prayers went out of her heart. There is one very amazing process of prayer to be learned from Queen Kunti that is easy to do and is immediately very wonderful prayer. So in this way we will move on and on and on. I wish you a wonderful rest of the day, and may the summer camp give you exactly the realizations you need at this moment of your life to move to the next level. I think you all know there is something waiting for you, something to which you sometimes close your eyes, but there is a next level for all of us, and may you get the knowledge, but more than anything, the inspiration to make that next step in your wonderful devotional lives. Thank you very much, and once again, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. Finished.